Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast, going to be sunny but kind of cold today, a high of only around 39 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 25, 20 in Burlington, Milwaukee 25, 27 in Racine. This morning, the streets are a little slick in some areas. They are icy in sidewalks in many other areas. Be very careful if you're going to be driving and or walking this morning. Very icy conditions in parts. Felony and misdemeanor charges land a 17-year-old in the Racine County Jail for allegedly making threats of violence against the students and staff at Union Grove High School Thursday. The student identified almost immediately and taken into custody. A Sheriff's Department news release indicating it was an isolated incident, just one individual. David Kopecky is alleged to have verbally threatened to blow up the school and cause great bodily harm to students and staff. Sheriff's Department did provide additional resources to the school and surrounding area, mainly as a precaution. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has filed charges for the robbery of a thrift store on Douglas Avenue. 62-year-old Clyde Oliver, accused of robbery, by use of force, several weapons violations, and resisting an officer. The criminal complaint indicates a man walked up to the counter at the Dusty Treasure store on Douglas Avenue with a number of items, and as that clerk was ringing up the sale, he noticed that the customer was holding a semi-automatic handgun. Clerk turned over money from the register, then followed the offender out the door, calling police in the process. Arriving officers, according to the criminal complaint, later observed the suspect throw a handgun onto the roof of a building. Oliver was then taken into custody at a nearby liquor store and will be back in court next week. A contract for the annual 4th of July fireworks display in Kenosha approved this week by the City Council, of course, well in advance of Independence Day. Alderman David Bogdala, though, questioning an increase in the amount of the contract and why it's running for 3 years.
They're the only one, or either the only one that wants to do Kenosha. I would think that if we're going to continue to give multi-year contracts, that we could look to get a better rate. I know that there were some complaints last year that I had heard, a number of you have heard as well. So I hope that next time this contract comes forward that we actually look at that, take that into consideration as well as our potential rate reduction.
City Administrator Frank Bassetti said the increase in the contract was equal to the rise in the cost of living, and that Mad Bomber, the company involved, agreed to hold the price over the 3-year term. That contract eventually approved unanimously. Electricity costs in Wisconsin are the highest in the Midwest, according to a new study out by the State Public Service Commission. The group found residential bills to be under the Midwest average because people are using less power than other states, but the rates for both homes and businesses shows a much higher average. PSC says the rates are higher because of efforts to reduce air pollution from older coal-fired power plants. That drives up electricity bills in Wisconsin, which makes them the highest in the Midwest. The Village of Caledonia is going to be going to a recycling cart system this year, but not everybody may have the ability, the physical ability, to roll that cart out to the point of pickup for the property by the contractor John's Disposal. So the Village Board this week approved a hardship application. Administrator Tom Christensen explaining it was one of the concerns raised by citizens, and it's done in other communities that have recycling and or garbage collection carts.
And John's is willing to do this at no additional cost for the village. If somebody has a legitimate hardship and infirmity that they can't do it, they will walk up the driveway themselves, get the cart, empty it, and return the cart to the driveway, to the garage.
It says the hardship application would be good for 2 years and would require a doctor's written confirmation. There's typically just a handful of residents who may qualify for this hardship. He notes the 2-year limit can be renewed as needed. The Westosha Market will not be in the Aquaterra Farms area this year like it was last year. Instead, it's been moved to the Kenosha County Fairgrounds in Wilmot. It's run by the same organization that does the Kenosha Harbor Market, opening up for the first time last July at Highway 50 in that location. Dozens of local produce farmers participating, along with prepared foods and craft vendors and live entertainment, took place every Wednesday during the summer. The new location will offer up more vendor space, plus additional parking and sheltering for inclement weather. It'll open for the 2016 season July the 6th and will continue through September the 28th. A liquor license request to open up a bar at 1900 Racine Street by Michael Winston is on hold right now in case he should find another location, which might be the best opportunity for approval with the city's Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Winston said he had not planned on looking for a better location when he began the application process, but regardless, he's looking for city approval there or somewhere else.
So I'm not coming in and it's just gone. Everything is still the same, but I think it would be good to let you know that I want a better location. If that's going to cause a big problem, then I need to stay where I'm at, and I'll stay where I'm at.
Alderman Jeff Coe, who chairs the committee, noted that it may not be the best idea for that neighborhood, while city requirements, he noted, can also prove to be kind of costly just to get things going.
Primarily residential area, and do you realize what is entailed with the build-out? You have to have a bar with sinks and all that. I mean, and it's a very expensive endeavor, and you have to go through the building department, the health department, and everything to get all this stuff done.
Denying the application would have meant a year until another license request could be made, perhaps at a new location, so the committee deferred the issue for a couple of weeks to see if a new address is involved. Burlington Area School District taxpayers going to have the chance to offer comments on 7 different options for district facilities during a series of soon-to-be-scheduled community engagement meetings. Details on what that's all about from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The options include closing Karcher Middle School and moving those grades to the high school, utilizing Karcher to its full capacity by including grade 6, expanding elementary schools without altering attendance boundaries, create student-centered learning spaces by adding classrooms at Dyer, Waller, Cooper, and Winkler grade schools, or a maintenance-only plan with secure entries plus the removal of the track, bleachers, and tennis courts at Karcher Middle School, which are all outdated. Karcher includes the original high school built at the turn of the 19th century and carries an estimated maintenance price tag of more than $5 million. One of the factors to be considered is declining enrollment. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board, in a special meeting, approves the process for creation of a high school cooperative gymnastics team, which includes a formal application to the WIAA. Chief Academics Officer Rosalie Daca said there are students at all of the high schools interested in gymnastics, which disappeared years ago after formation of a Racine combined team.
Some students that are interested in participating in gymnastics and were denied participation with a co-op in Burlington, and so the WIAA has indicated that the way that we can provide that opportunity for our students is to provide a co-op through our own district of all of our high schools, and that would involve students from Real and Walden as well, because they would participate through their home school.
Cost figures and other details about a possible co-op gymnastics team, including needed equipment, will be going back to the board for consideration. Co-op would involve Case, Park, Horlick, Walden 3, and the Real School. High school students in Kenosha with a chance to become involved in the election process, working for the city as volunteer election inspectors. Volunteers have to be 17 to 18 years old with a 3.0 grade point average or the equivalent, be enrolled in grades 9 to 12 in public or private schools, a U.S. citizen, and a resident of the city of Kenosha. The student volunteers with a choice of various shifts on election day between 10 in the morning and 8 at night. Additional information is available by calling the City of Kenosha Clerk's Office. And Racine Mayor John Dickert and County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be leading the commemoration of Mayor and County Recognition Day for National Service at City Hall. This will take place in the Council Chambers on Election Day, Tuesday, April the 5th, from 10:30 in the morning till about 11:30. Volunteers from the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and Foster Grandparents in Racine, plus the VISTA program at UW Parkside, they're all going to be recognized. The Volunteer Center of Racine County coordinates the RSVP program, which has 250 volunteers. The Foster Grandparents program is administered locally by Goodwill. It has nearly 40 volunteers. And Parkside's VISTA project has 4 full-time participants under 1-year terms who are living on a very modest living allowance to help build capacity and promote sustainability with Racine area nonprofit organizations. WRJN Newscast, they're in podcast form. They're on our webpage in the local news section. You go to WRJN.com. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.